Well, let's start with some of the big football news that broke a little bit earlier today. Liverpool fans will be very happy because their skipper, Virgil van Dijk, has signed a new two-year deal at the club. The central defender follows Mo Salah by agreeing a new deal just months before his present one ran out. Van Dijk told Liverpool FC TV there was never any chance he'd go somewhere else.
There wasn't any doubt in my head that this is the place to be for me, for my family. I'm one of Liverpool. Someone called me the other adopted Scouser.
Well, Liverpool could win the Premier League title this weekend. That's if they beat Leicester and a couple of the other results go their way. We're going to stay with a bit of football news because both Manchester United and Tottenham Hotspur are in Europa League quarterfinal action tonight. Tottenham, they take on Eintracht Frankfurt in their second leg. That tie is locked up at 1-1. United, they also drew the first leg of their quarterfinal. They go into the second leg at Old Trafford against Lyon, deadlocked at 2-2. So both teams with a bit of work to do if they want to try and get themselves into position to win a trophy this season. And we're going to finish with some live cricket, match 33 from the Indian Premier League. Mumbai Indians up against the Sunrisers Hyderabad from the Wankhede. Mumbai won the toss and they chose to field first, which seems to be the order of the day, although teams batting second don't seem to be winning too many games. But they are on top of the Sunrisers. 17 overs into that innings and Sunrisers 115 for 4. Abhishek Sharma at the top of the order made 40. Heinrich Klaassen, he is still there. Looks like it's tough going though. He's 16 off 21 deliveries. Will Jacks, the part-time off-spinner, has taken 2 for 14 there for the Mumbai Indians. Both teams battling along. They've won just 2 of their first 6 matches in the competition, both of them. Well, that's all from me for today for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.